Down, down, down. Da da da. 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 Down, down. Well, welcome, and we're back. It's our final edition of the Lowdown Pubcast, in association with Time 107.5 FM and sponsored by GI Print, the East Down sponsors. Well, guys, what a pre-season we've had. I think we've all got super fit, you know. I think Dale's drinking arm has improved from the pictures from the Bank Holiday Monday. It's here, you know. We're a moment away from that ball being kicked in anger against, or very much in anger against, Forest Green. So, Darren, welcome. And Brendan, welcome. And Dale, welcome. I've not used your super fan name there at all. Just said Darren. So I've mentioned it. Sorry, Dan. I do apologise.
Thank you.
It's all right. So we're back in action, Darren, you know, on Saturday. What's your thoughts now it's here?
Thank God. About time. And let's just get this thing rolling. Redemption Saturday starts the whole season.
How many stickers you got out with Redemption Saturday on them?
None yet, but there might be a few Twitter feed posts and things like that go up, and if I get a bit artistic over the next 24, 48 hours or so.
Good man, good man. So you, Brendan, I know you've been watching from afar, literally from afar. How excited are you to get back? And I think you're getting back in East London at some point over the next couple of days. How excited are you to be that the season's back on?
Oh, very excited, Julian. It's been a strange one, hasn't it? It's been like you didn't really know when it was going to get going, but now we have a firm date and it's crept up on us quick, and it's a shame that we're not going to be there to see it, but at least we can watch it at home on a nice stream.
Hopefully the stream's working perfectly, and I think, like all good Orient fans, we'll all be moaning if it's not. So poor old Daniel Macklin's going to get a kick up the backside either way, isn't he? Bless him. He's been working up. They've all been working very hard, actually, over the close season. So we saw our first live game by the Orient on the Bank Holiday Monday. And now we're hopefully going to start to see the Orient first team get out there and do their business on this Saturday. Back to you, Knowledge. You know, what's your thoughts about Ross giving this opportunity to the younger guys on Bank Holiday to play against our friends at Stalford?
I think he kind of alluded to it in the post-match interview he did, where he's kind of like, he would have liked to have made it a more senior thing, but because of the Forest Green game being on a Saturday and there being not that much of a turnaround, he didn't have much choice but to give these younger lads some minutes. And by the sounds of it, they acquitted themselves quite well. Like, Bishop Stortford aren't no mugs, and we know from our time in non-league a couple of years ago that these are big, strong blokes who are going to take the opportunity to kind of rough these young kids up. But they seem to do themselves a credit to the club, and be interesting to see if anyone can make the step up into the first team.
I think we saw that from Ross's interview, didn't he? At half-time saying, these guys have probably tried to mess you up, big physical. My element, so again, over to you, Darren, on this. So we talked to Ross, talked about he couldn't put a full first team out because of the quick turnaround. So that saw Craig Clay, it saw Joe, it saw Coulson play, and Dates play, didn't it, as well? And then you saw Sam play 90 minutes. So that tells me Sam's not starting Saturday, in my opinion. But what about those other four players? Do you think they'll get a look in on Saturday?
I don't see why Clay won't, I'll be honest with you. Again, it's about putting minutes into the legs, isn't it? It's about making sure that they're ready. And I don't think he wanted it to go too mad, as he said before the game and in all the other interviews in the week, that it's about making sure that we're toned, we're fit and we're ready to go. So I think it was, as you say, with the youngsters out, it was just a little tweaking here, tweaking there, make sure that everyone got through the game, no injuries, and then roll on Saturday.
Dale, I understand you went and watched Lum Live Football on Bank Holiday Monday. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was just so nice to be back. It really was. To be able to, get to see everyone, the amount of familiar faces that you've missed for 6 months, to be able to see everyone again was a nice touch. And as you say, the you know, bringing through some of the youth, it was good to see what they could offer. The two that stuck out for me as standouts were Joe Martho, who was the young right back, and Matt Young, who was kind of controlling the midfield.
As we've seen some good players come through the youth system, and we talk about Dan Hepp coming into the side at an early age. Also, I think we can mention Miles Jard and a few others. Over to you, Brendan. Do you think we will see some of the guys who we saw play on Bank Holiday Monday start to enter into the side at some point over, even not this season, but probably next?
I think there's a good chance of it, sure, because possibly you could see some of those guys that kind of stood out in the second half possibly being named on the bench in some EFL Trophy games, because you're really looking at kind of games are going to come thick and fast at the minute. It's going to be Saturday, Tuesday every week, because they're just going to try and fit these games in because of the late start. So you feel like the EFL Trophy is going to take even less of a priority than normal, and I feel like that would be the kind of scenario where I could see, definitely, like you mentioned, Matt Young, someone like that, maybe being named on the bench, and that'll be interesting to see.
So, young players. So, we saw a new signing or a loanee coming in for the season. Right back, Jordan Thomas from Norwich. I'm really quite interested to get your opinions, guys. And I'll start with you, Darren, and I'll walk around the other guys. How many right backs do we need?
Well, it wouldn't be all right if we didn't have about 7,326, would it? In real terms, I mean, you listen to his interview, he wants to play football. He wants to be. So you've got to say that he's going to be a predominant starter for most of the time, which is then going to leave, you know, Turley, Judd, Ling. Could Turley move into the middle, help out in, you know, in centre-back? Possibly, because of his strength and, you know, his game awareness, which then brings it down to Judd and Ling. And I think it could be a toss of a coin of who, you know, who stays and who goes.
So do you think, Brendan, actually we'll see one of those two depart, or do you think we'll just see one of those go out on loan for, say, the first half of the season?
I mean, for me, I'd feel it's the perfect opportunity to let Miles Judd have a full season of competitive football, because he's been around a while with Orient now. He's been playing, must be coming up to about 4 years, 5 years since he made his debut. But he's never had a full season playing week in, week out. And he seems like that type of player that could do with just a real 35, 40 game season somewhere. And I think we assess how he does from there, and then perhaps decide if there's a future for him at this club at that point, because I think it's kind of make or break stage for him, and I feel a loan could benefit him, and that might be what we're seeing happening because of the new signing from Norwich.
So you, honestly, in your opinion, it's definitely Judd is looking at the door, not Sam Ling?
For me, I'd rather have... I feel Judd would benefit more from the loan than Ling would. I think Ling's slightly older and slightly more experienced. I feel Ling's got more senior games under his belt. I think Juddy would really benefit from that kind of loan, I think. And it would be a better... I think Ling could play kind of him and the lad from Norwich could have some good competition there at right back with us this season.
Have you guys... We saw him play against us, was it last season, pre-season? Has any of you guys sort of looked up his stats, you know, his ability? I know I've read or heard that he was on the bench for Norwich versus Man City, which is interesting. So, Dale, from your point of view, we got Brendan's there. He's saying he's definitely in Juddy's camp. Are you in Juddy? In Ling's camp. Are you in Juddy's or Ling's camp?
I think for me, I would be in Juddy's camp. I think that when you see Miles Judd play, he's a lot more competent going forward. And I think with Turley at centre-half, you know, he can cover him at right-back. I just think that Ling has improved massively since from when we signed him. So, you know, they were kind of on a par, and you could have put one or other in the team. But with the new guy coming in, my preference would be the new guy, then Judd, then Ling. But I can see exactly what, what Brendan's saying, and it probably, you know, it might do him good to get out and get some regular game time. But at the same time, that's not going to benefit us, because he's out of contract at the end of the year, isn't he? So mm-hmm. if he was to go out, he'd probably not be kept on.
Yeah, I think for me, go out on loan would be the right thing. I'm in the Judd. I always rated Judd. I just think, unfortunately, the things, not outside football, but some of the opinions of him are not helping his career, and he doesn't help himself in that instance. But I think going out on loan, because my fear is we've got two right backs, i.e. that there'd be Lingy and Thomas. And what the problem is Lingy's got a bit of an a history of injury. And if he gets injured again, we're then down to not bare bones, but we're down to not the two best the club's got. And if Judd then goes completely, we're a bit screwed. It'd be great to put him out on loan with a claw back as quickly as we can in the eventuality of if Thomas or Lingy gets injured. Just quickly, I don't know you guys' thoughts on this. Did you think we were going to see George Marsh back this season, or do you think that boat is truly, truly sailed, Darren?
I think it was a lot of rumours. I think I would have liked to have seen him back, but again, even when he was playing for us last season, we all said as a collective group, you know, that realistically he's not a League Two player. He's bottom end Championship, stroke League One player, and he demonstrated that. So it would have been nice to get him back. But I think, you know, we've got on paper, we haven't seen him yet, but you know, we've got a decent replacement. I mean, as you say, Thomas came on against the Arsenal as well, apparently. So Arsenal and Man City, and as he was talking about in his interview, you know, he wants first team football. He wants to prove a point and get back to the big time. So I'm hoping that, you know, he'll prove us right. But in relation to Marsh, I don't think he's going to be out of place in a division higher than us, or even, as I say, bottom end championship.
Good point. And I think from knowledge, your perspective on that, do you think I can't remember the question now. I've lost myself. Sorry. With regards to what Darren said there, do you agree with that, or do you actually have a slightly different opinion?
No, I think getting George Marsh back would have been slightly unrealistic aim. I think if Spurs are going to, seems like Spurs are going to let him go. He's got one more year in his contract, but seems like they would let him go out on loan again. But if I was him, I'd be probably setting my sights higher than perhaps League Two after the way he performed. I think we saw in the friendly he played for Spurs against us earlier in pre-season, he still looks a class player, and he's got a real mature head on his shoulders as well for someone so young. So yeah, I'm not surprised at all that we weren't able to tempt him back. Although, never say never, it might happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. That pre-season, you did see from that he was extremely mature, and you could see he really liked it. He felt very at home, couldn't you? Just presenting the shirt to the JU Foundation, etc., etc. So there's a real synergy there. But you're right, I think he could play higher up the pyramid, and I wish him all the luck. So we're now going to hear from Karen Harrison, the O's Supporters Liaison Officer, giving us an update about the Supporters Club.
Hi there, Karen Harrison here, Leighton Orient Supporters Club. Hope everyone's keeping safe and well. Unfortunately, at the moment, where supporters are still unable to attend football matches and there are strict restrictions in place for drinking in public places, sadly, the Supporters Club will not be in a position to open for a while. Therefore, we are asking our existing members to retain their membership cards from the 19-20 season, and should we be able to open, the committee are currently giving consideration to waiving the membership fee for existing members for the forthcoming season, whilst being in the predicament of not knowing if we will be able to open at all. We do not feel it is right to take your membership fees at the moment. As you know, we are very proud at Supporters Club to be able to step up and help the club in their hour of need and make substantial donations, of which your membership fees make up a very large chunk. It has been suggested by a number of the membership I have spoken to about this that they still seem keen to pay their dues as such. Therefore, if we were to go down this route of offering a free season, we would not stop people wanting to give us money. We would be mad to do so, wouldn't we? so any donations people wish to make would be more than welcome. Therefore, at this moment in time, sadly, I'm reporting that the membership to the Supporters Club is currently closed. Anyway, for now, all we can do is hope that supporters can get back into stadiums sooner rather than later, and we can assure you that we will open as soon as we are in a position to do so, and it is safe for everybody. Keep safe, everyone, and up the O's.
Thanks for that, Karen. Much appreciated. Keep safe and well, and we all look forward to joining everyone back in the Supporters Club as soon as we possibly can. So we're getting to the end of this really brief podcast tonight. We said it was going to be a quick one, our last pre-season one. Guys, have you got any concerns or reservations going into this season? So I'll start with you, Dale. Whether the setup, the coaching, the way things are going to be, the players. Do you have any concerns or reservations going into starting Saturday, really?
Yeah, well, I think that going into the season, I think that we're in a fairly good position. I do think that it will be very dependent on injuries, suspensions. And I think, especially for suspensions, I do think that we might be a bit short. When we looked at the depth chart that was sent out the other day, and you look at the holding midfield role with Cisse, all it takes is an injury to him, or, you know, playing in the position he's going to get, he's going to pick up yellow cards and a suspension. And then I don't feel that we have anyone, whoever you put there then is a waste. If we play Clay there, then it's a waste of Clay. And Makhanov did that against... in one of the pre-seasons, he played as a holding midfielder, didn't he? Against West Ham under 23s. And obviously, we all know that at the moment, we've got three centre-halves masquerading as four. So I think going into the season, it's a fairly, you know, it's a strong enough side. But ask me a month on when we've got a few injuries and stuff and let's see where we are. But as Ling said, you know, the window's open until October, so that does give us time that if we do need to bring people in, we can put them in where and when is needed.
So that's a good valid point. Over to you, sort of Brendan, on the similar thing. Do you think we are prepared and we're done everything we can do to kick off this season Saturday in the best position?
I think pre-COVID, pre-salary cap, I think it might have been a little bit of a different summer. I think you might have seen perhaps a little bit more, maybe a couple more coming in, maybe a more experienced centre-back coming in, maybe something like that. But I think money is so tight at the minute and it's so important to, I know we keep hearing Danny Macklin say it, but that kind of sustainable model that we're working towards. And I think it's so important at the minute that we have to stick between these kind of strict financial guidelines, because we only saw what happened, 4 years ago now, where we kind of didn't and we lived not amongst our means. So, yeah, I think it's important to, when you are having this conversation, we'd all love, ideally, another couple of players, but realistically, is it financially viable? I trust in Martin Ling and Nigel Travis and Kent Teague. What if they think it's not and we're better off saving that money and putting it into something else, and I'm happy to trust their judgment.
So in your opinion then, have we got enough centre-halves to get us through this season?
I think we do at the start of this season, and I feel the window's open for another month after this, pretty much, I think. So say Turley's hamstring goes again, there's no reason why we couldn't bring in a loan. There's still room in the budget by what it sounds like. So I think, I'm not massively worried about the centre-half position at this moment in time.
Is there any positions that you think we could strengthen more, or you're happy with the full squad?
Right back was the one I was worried about, and they've seemed to have sorted that pretty well. But let's hope this Roberts can hit the goal and run in and really show he can like match Brophy on the other side for, as like an attacking threat, and we could be a real force at full-backs this season. So hopefully he'll show a bit of potential there.
So again, you've made Raul Sartorio sign his new contract, and you've told the club that we needed another right back. So you've done a great job there, Norwich. I think you should be applauded by the Orient fans for your knowledge of footballing ability. Well done, well done. Clap, clap out. There's a clap going on throughout the world for that. So, Darren, just the last point from you, really. So on this last ever show, how do you see it playing out this season?
Again, I just echoing the thoughts of everyone that's before me. You know, it has to be run now as a business. The club has to be run, and using the Danny Macklin phrase, you know, sustainability, it's all about that. So we can't just go out and spend money willy-nilly. You can't because of the salary caps as well. But it gives us the opportunity to, you know, to try things and to look at different, you know, you've got Widdowson who wants to play centre back as well. So there were, you know, we've got a bit of manoeuvrability within the squad. Looking at that wonderful, fantastic picture of the squad that came out today. I think we've got more coaches than Andersons, but that's another scenario. But yeah, I'm not overly fussed. I'm not overly worried. I think we'll, I said it in the previous shows, I think we'll be a solid 12th to 14th place team. With a bit of luck, we might push on towards the playoffs, and get, you know, with a bit of momentum, that would be fantastic for us. But again, you know, I'm not one of the doom and gloom mongers that are all over Twitter saying that we're going to, you know, just about survive. I think we'll be 12th to 14th. I think the squad's going to be good enough, and I also think there's going to be a lot of surprises along the way within the league, you know, financially, and teams that just don't balance right that could enable us to actually creep into higher places.
Wow, that's a good value point. So we know we start the season off at Forest Green, followed by Brighton under-21s on the Tuesday after. Our first game of football, proper football, Oldham away, then followed by Mansfield at home and Walsall away. So it's a nice, tasty sort of setup there. And then we're breaking down into as we get into October. So my bit, guys, you know, I think we've said it before, so I apologise to anyone's listening if you heard us, our score prediction. So score prediction for Saturday. Come on, chaps, let's get ourselves up for this. So you, the knowledge, you know everything about what there is to know about football. What's your prediction for Saturday?
I will go 1-1, and we're going to win on penalties.
Oh man, on penalties! God, my heart's starting to cope with this. Were you the king? So what's your thoughts on it, Dale?
I'll have the reverse of that. 1-1, but a penalty loss because we always lose on penalties.
Oh man, you and England are playing the same day. So oh man, what's all gone? And to you, Mr. Eisman. You love an away date, but you also you love to get the Forest Green at some point in the next couple of seasons. What's your thoughts, pal?
You're not wrong on that.
What's your
2-1 away win. 2-1 away win.
Who's going to score? Come on.
I'm going to go Danny Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he might get a brace. If not, it's going to be Lee Angle.
Okay, so Johnson and Lee Angle start up top. Who's going to be playing wide right then?
JMD, probably. Man.
Yeah, James.
We got to back our man, haven't we?
I'm just about to remind everyone, we're really proud to sponsor old JMD. I just want him to turn it on this season. I think you look at his play, and he just needs to do that last bit, that last cross or that last shot be perfect. So I think he's a phenomenal player, and I'm so proud that we managed to support the club and support him again this season. So that's it, chaps. It's been quite sad tonight, really, and I felt a little bit sad. I was really up for this this podcast when we kicked off, and it's all got quite emotional for me. I think I spent so much of the lockdown with you guys, and I really appreciate that, and I think the listeners will appreciate the same. I want to just mention tonight to Brendan, you've done a great job for this podcast since we kicked off, and I think some of the interviews and some of the questioning that you pulled together over that lockdown period, the Ross interview, I think the Coulson interview, and just the two that really just stand out for me. I just think you've done a great job there, pal, and well done, and thank you for being part of the show. And it's really nice to have two new faces on here with Dale and with the super fan Darren himself. Right. But more importantly, I feel that we've got our family. Mr. Chairman will come on as and when he can get some time, and we appreciate that. He's got a lot going on down at Haverford West, and we support him down there. And just a sneak preview, just to let you all know, guess what, guys? we've sponsored another player and you don't play for the Orient. He plays at Haverford West. I don't know who it is, so we'll look forward to spotting what player we're supporting down at Haverford West this season. I think it's their number one goalkeeper. I'm not sure. It's only cost us a drink, so fabulous. So I'm looking forward to going down on the 12th to see the first home game for Haverford West. But more importantly, I'm looking forward to getting down the Brower Group Stadium to see not just my colleagues and friends that sits around me, but more importantly, to see you guys face to face. And I look forward to buying you a beer sometime soon. So it's here. The season's kicked off. We are going to be in the studio with our friends at Time 107.5 FM on Thursday, the 10th of September. Look out and listen out for that. It may be a bit dodgy. It's our first time in the studio on our own. So bear with us, but I can guarantee you over this season, it's going to be great. And just look forward to us to celebrating our wins. But more importantly, look forward to seeing you all sometime soon. Up the O's.